This is the closing market report for Tuesday afternoon. Don Day is now here with Day Weather from Cheyenne, Wyoming. Thanks for being with us, Don. Better take us through the weather forecast in the Midwest. It's an interesting one and playing in the market each and every day. What do you see as it relates to heat and rainfall?
Yeah, you know, it is very interesting. We've had a little bit of everything. If we rewind and go back to the last 30 or 40 days, the trend is actually been for many areas of the Midwest and Corn Belt drier than normal after some real wet conditions early in the season. We are going to see thunderstorm activity return. Now, it's going to be scattered about, nothing to really organize it, but in the coming next 5 to 7 days, we are expecting some thunderstorms, some severe weather at times, and temperatures are getting warmer. We do see some warmer temperatures, more persistently warmer temperatures coming. Nothing excessive in the heat yet, but as we get to the end of the month and towards early July, those odds start to go up for that.
And what do you see through that time period? What kinds of temperatures and how much precipitation?
In the areas that are likely going to get the heavier precipitation, this is going to be especially true over Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, portions of Missouri. Eastern Nebraska, you know, I think some of the heavier areas are probably looking at an inch to 2 inches in the heavier thunderstorms. But I have to point out that the coverage is going to be spotty. There'll be islands of heavier precipitation and areas in between that don't get as much.
Will we have them often enough, meaning will there be enough storms that roll through that eventually coverage will get across the whole of regions?
Yes, but do expect there to be winners and losers. The next 5 to 7 days should bring enough activity to cover most areas, but it's going to be leaving some areas dry. You know, one area that we are concerned about are the northern plain states, the Dakotas, portions of Minnesota, really dry, looking at poor soil moisture conditions there right now, and that's one area we'll be watching.
And do you think they'll get any rainfall?
They will get some. Now, whether or not it's enough to turn the corner and get those soil moisture profiles back to normal, probably not.
Any place else that you've been watching that we need to check in on?
No, not necessarily. I mean, we are making a slow, steady transition into an early summer pattern. I still see, even into the third week of this month, a pattern that sometimes looks a little bit more like late spring than early summer. This will be especially true for some of the northwest parts of the country. And this cooler weather, occasionally produce some severe weather and thunderstorm activity in the Midwest. And we're going to see part of that here at the end of the week.
Hey, thanks so much.
Thanks, Don.
That's Don Day. He's with Day Weather from Cheyenne, Wyoming. You've been listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Do check us out online at willag.org, willag.org. There you'll find most, if not nearly all, of our agricultural programming posted not long after it airs on our radio stations. You can listen to it right from the website. If you prefer to use iTunes, that's great. You can use Google Play on Android devices. Check out Stitcher on either one of them. And my favorite way is by just downloading the NPR One app and then searching for both the Closing Market Report and Commodity Week. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason, coming to you today from the Illinois Beef Association summer meeting in Quincy.